You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Today, Blue Origin, the private spaceflight company that was founded by Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, announced that it had safely landed its unmanned New Shepard rocket after the rocket soared to an altitude of 62 miles. It's the first time a private company has landed a spent rocket. Usually they crash land, despite costing millions of dollars to build. It's also a nice little ego boost for Bezos, because SpaceX, which is the company founded by rival eccentric billionaire Elon Musk, has yet to accomplish the feat. And that, by the way, led to a pretty amazing bout of chest thumping and shade throwing on Twitter, as Musk congratulated Bezos, but couldn't refrain from pointing out that the Blue Origin mission was only suborbital and not really a space mission. But let's focus on the bigger deal here, space tourism. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
On Blue Origin's website, there's a little note from Jeff Bezos boasting about the New Shepard's uneventful landing, and there's some footage of it.
Touchdown. Engine stop. Welcome back, New Shepard.
Marco Cazares is with the aerospace consultancy Teal Group. He says private aerospace firms really want to be able to get any part of a rocket back after launch to reuse.
Particularly the engines, because that's what, you know, that's what costs a lot of money.
And lowering those costs could make space tourism more viable. So says travel industry analyst Henry Hardevelt with Atmosphere Research Group. That said, Hardevelt doesn't want to exaggerate how much has changed since the New Shepard's safe landing.
So we're still many light years away from space travel being commonplace or even cheap. Don't expect to see ads advertising $69 trips into space anytime soon.
Hardevelt notes that another firm, Virgin Galactic, has sold tickets to the edge of space for $250,000 a pop. It's unclear when that flight will happen. A Virgin Galactic test flight crashed last year. Daryl West at the Brookings Institution says safety has been the other big hurdle holding back space tourism.
And as long as we can make progress on the safety front, that this is a market that could open up in the next 5 to 10 years.
The New Shepard was unmanned this week, but Jeff Bezos reportedly expects it will be just a couple years of test flights before passengers can hitch a ride. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.